Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. That's the Grow Your Own Channel. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with the Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Tuesday. It's the 23rd day of January, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 47 degrees and a low of 32 degrees. We've got the same old shit, different day kind of thing. Anyway, we're going to run through this break and we're going to go look at the Ministry of Lies, Controlled Opposition. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go over to the alternative Ministry of Lies, Controlled Opposition. Chinese communist billionaire secretly purchased 200,000 acres of U.S. land a decade ago, sparking bipartisan outrage. Secretly fucking 200,000 acres of U.S. fucking goddamn public land? Are you fucking kidding me? Nobody noticed? Where'd the fucking money go? Who fucking sold it without fucking taking it away from we the fucking people as individual free sovereigns through the procedural due process that we are fucking guaranteed? That land belongs to us, chink. You bought a fucking pig in a poke, and that's what you're going to end up with, you motherfucker. We'll bury every one of you cocksuckers, and you ain't getting our goddamn fucking, you're not getting our fucking growing lands, and you're not getting our fucking force. Okay, this is by Isabel Vincent, New York Post. This week's revelation that a Chinese billionaire and a number of its communist party is the second largest foreign owner of farmland in the U.S. sparked outrage among politicians who want to know why Qin Taikaidis' $85 million purchase was secret for nearly a decade. Oh, do you really want to know, you motherfuckers? Who had to be in on this? The Forest Service is gone. It doesn't fucking exist. Those are enemy combatants. Know it. When you go out into the goddamn wood, they confront you, kill them. Chin, a co-founder of Shanda Interactive Entertainment, bought nearly 200,000 acres of farmland in Oregon in 2015 at about $430 an acre, according to the Land Report, a magazine that focuses on private land ownership in the U.S. And hey, you ain't yours, you motherfucker. You foreign cocksucker. That is the goddamn, that's the Chinese government. And you ain't buying shit. You didn't buy shit because it was never taken from the American nationals through the due process of the law. Each individual one of us has to get before anything can be taken from us, you motherfuckers. You like I said, we'll bury you in that fucking land. However, his purchase of the acreage does not appear in government records of land ownership by foreign investors. Well, then I guess you're going to have to rescind that, aren't you? And return the land to the fucking people that it belongs to. That would be the American nationals of this fucking country, the individual free sovereign American nationals, motherfucker. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Steadfaint told the Post Saturday that the Biden administration had dropped the ball on protecting U.S. Come fucking drop the ball, you fucking criminal son of a bitch. You piece of fucking trash. You should have been put up against the wall years of fucking ago, and you know it. These are goddamn international fucking mafia criminals, period. On protecting U.S. agriculture land from being snapped up by foreign adversaries. You see, they bought, like I told you, they took out the apple orchards, the pear orchards, the fucking cherry orchards down in California. That's what they want this fucking water for, their fucking rice paddies. So when they invade your fucking country, they don't even have to have a supply line. They got their own, they're fucking, you don't sell your fucking country. That's your sovereignty. You can't sell it. You can't sell it. It belongs to we the people, motherfucker. And whoever did this is a goddamn, is going up against the goddamn wall. You're a dead son of a bitch. Communist China is purchasing U.S. agriculture land to subvert our sovereignty, undermine our agriculture industry, encroach on our military installations, and upend America's rural communities. Steadfaint said. Chin's land ownership only came to light this week after the state publicly named one of its companies as the beneficial owner of the property. That's just like somebody fucking coming and stealing your goddamn TV out of your house. Somebody from down the street and then, oh yeah, by the way, I fucking bought that TV from your other fucking neighbor. You fucking think so, you son of a bitch? When you go out on that goddamn woods, you're going to find fucking American nationals, motherfuckers, and out on that fucking growing land. And see how you can fucking cultivate with fucking bullets flying at your fucking ass. Chin, 50, also owns $39 million Manhattan townhouse and a $26 million estate in Los Angeles where he is based. He joined the ceased Communist Party when he was 18 years old and has risen through its executive ranks of the party, according to the reports. This is the fucking goddamn Chinese government buying our fucking goddamn public lands that do not belong to, no, that belong to the American nationals. Did you get taken to court? Did you get your land taken away from you in a fucking common law court that you are fucking guaranteed through the fucking procedural due process? You are fucking guaranteed. Then I guess this didn't fucking happen. You just bought a fucking nothing, you son of a bitch. You try to come and fucking claim it now. Chin owns nearly 200,000 acres of farmland in Oregon, Mason and Morris Ranch, ranchland.com. You will see about that, motherfucker. Last year, Steadfaint, and other members of Congress fired off a letter to the Department of Agriculture urging the agency to increase its vigilance over foreign ownership of farmland. None, you motherfuckers. You do not have our authority to sell shit. You are, in fact, you are fucking forbidden from it. You have no jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country over the people or our fucking lands, period. You motherfucking scum-sucking goddamn corporation son of a bitches. Food security is national security, she wrote. No fucking shit. Chin owns land in the Bull Springs Skyline Forest in Oregon. our forest, you want to come out in them fucking forests and start doing something, you motherfucking chink. Your fucking head will be blown off. Montana farmer and Senator John Tester renewed demands Friday for Congress to protect U.S. land security. That means rescind this shit. You're not going to get to keep it. If they get to keep it, then they got away with goddamn a fucking criminal fucking act right in front of our fucking face. Not even, hey, you know, they keep talking about these stakeholders. We got one up here with the goddamn parole board or the fucking whatever it is that makes a list of sexual predators. You know, if you make that list, they got to tell everybody in your neighborhood that you're a fucking goddamn pervert. And they want to put one of them on the thing so it's nice and equal. I mean, and so because they're stakeholders being the fucking ones that are committing the goddamn crimes. I'll tell you who the stakeholder are. There's only one stakeholders in this goddamn country, and that's the American nationals. We are the ultimate. We own it all, you motherfucker. And what you sold, you're giving back, and you're going to hang for your fucking crimes. Scrutiny or be shot. Democrats said in a statement this week, Stefanik. Was among a group of bipartisan legislators who wrote to Agriculture Secretary Thomas Vilsack to protest what they say is the federal government lacks oversight of foreign land purchases. No, none. We the people did not give you the authority to sell shit, and you fucking know it. Chin Tayana Quayo. Is the second largest foreign owner of U.S. farmland, but his 2015 purchase of nearly 200,000 acres in Oregon was not revealed until this fucking week, Getty Images. Your sale's no fucking good. You better rescind that. I want to know who signed the... I'm demanding the goddamn papers where this sale went through. Whoever signed that son of a bitch signed their fucking death warrant. You motherfuckers are going to die. You don't sell what don't belong to you. You motherfucking corporate whores. It is not clear why Chen's purchase does not appear in government records. Yes, it is, because the fucking people would be in a fucking uproar like they are now. You don't sell what doesn't belong to you, motherfucker. The Agriculture Foreign Investment Disclosure Act. No, fuck you. That is an act. We never gave you fucking any authority whatsoever. Federal fucking phony motherfuckers. We never fucking... We acquiesced any of our authority to you, son of a bitches, and we never fucking ratified your phony fucking constitution. It never fucking was, and you never fucking were. But you're just a bunch of goddamn aristocrats ready to fucking get your asses shot or hung and killed because you cannot take from us. We got the right to kill your fucking ass and enforce our law. To report any new interest in American agriculture land to the Department of Agriculture within 90 days of the transaction. Within 90 days, fuck you. You don't make no goddamn transactions. It doesn't fucking belong to you. And you're going to find that out in a hard fucking way. This son of a bitch has to be fucking tried and hung for fucking goddamn treason and for sedition and for fucking espionage. Selling fucking goddamn growing lands to the goddamn enemy. Canada's Irving family is the biggest foreign landowners in the country, owning more than 12 million acres in Maine. No, you don't. You don't own jack fucking shit. The fucking sells a fucking fraud like the fucking fraudulent fucking corporate mafia that sold it to you. You don't own nothing, motherfuckers. Don't think you do because you come and fucking try to claim it and you'll get killed. Period. Let's see. Going down through here. I love this. Here's another I told you so. Breaking, the Supreme Court has ruled 5-4 that Border Patrol agents are allowed to remove razor wire installed by Texas Border Patrol agents, that's the feds, are allowed to remove razor wire installed by Texas. Told you. And tell you, what are you going to do about it, bitch? Huh? They'll bring they're fucking making armies down there with the fucking spics on the Indian reservations, man. That's what's going on. Get ready to fucking fight or call it a fucking day and get down on your goddamn knees and kiss their ass. After a desperate request filed by Biden to open the floodgates, the court decided that the illegal surge, unlawful surge should continue by allowing Border Patrol agents to cut and or remove Texas razor wire. Here are federal agents raising razor wire with a forklift to let migrants in last year. Your government hates you. You goddamn right. Border secure people. Look at the fucking picture. Look at this fucking video of them fucking pouring through while we pay for the goddamn forklift and the people of Texas paid for razor wire that they might as well have shoved up their ass, huh? Well, there's a video to watch if you want to watch it. This is an actual ad from Virginia Atlantic. They went all in on, if you want to go watch this fucking perv fucking thing, all your goddamn flight attendants and everybody, transvestite motherfuckers, 1% motherfuckers are fucking running roughshod over us. That's how much balls the fucking American nationals have. You better get nut up, you motherfuckers, before it's too goddamn late. When goddamn men dress up like women are fucking taking you out. Democrats to erase term sex offender to destigmatize pedophilia, and that's what I was talking about earlier. And here, of course, you're going to fucking make it goddamn bipartisan political fucking shit that don't exist. There is no left. There is no right. There are no Democrats. There are no Republicans. They all shit through the same fucking hole. They're all part of the international corporate mafia, and you're fucking stupid for believing there's any bit of a difference between one and the other. There's just no law. That's the problem. Why don't you enforce the fucking law and see what it's like? Democrats have vowed to destigmatize pedophilia, pedophiles. The little kids they're raping, okay, and rapists by erasing the label sex offender that's given to a person convicted of child rape. Well, we got to do something for these motherfuckers, these goddamn jobs, because, you know, right at the top of the page, we put old Hunter back up there where that motherfucker belongs. And you got to do something so that he ain't a fucking rapist, according to a Washington Democrats, they're the ones that's doing it. You get rid of them, see, and you'll just have the international corporate mafia, fucking conservative, fucking GOP, you know, the ones that fucking like Trumpy, you know, king of the fucking Jews, fucking sex offender, fucking pedophile. According to Washington Democrats, the term sex offender should be removed and changed to person's first language. You're talking about these motherfucking animals. Person first language emphasizes the person before the disability. It's not a disability. It's a fucking illness. It's a mental fucking illness. And the motherfuckers should never get out of fucking prison if they rape a fucking baby. They should be put up against the goddamn wall and shot dead. For example, person who is blind or people with spinal cord injuries identify first language will define this criminal behavior as a disability. And it is. You just keep letting them fucking do it to you. You just keep allowing this shit. And pretty soon you'll be down on your fucking knees licking their fucking shoes, kowtowing to a fucking chink. Northwest.com reports HB 2177 changes the name of Sex Offender Policy Board, SOPB. If passed, it will now be called the Sex Offender Policy Board. It gives the dubious impression that the board's reviews focuses on sex offenders and not the criminals who committed them. HB 2177 also adds a convicted sex offender to the SOB to the board, with proponents arguing that the felon's lived experience is invaluable. It does not restrict the membership to level one sex offenders, those who are least likely to recommit a sex offense, recommit a sex offense. The bill allows the most dangerous felons, level three sex offenders, to join. The sex offender will serve alongside another new representative to the board, victims of sex crimes. You talk about fucking bullshit. Hang them all. You're going to have to kill these fucking people or they're going to kill you. You better get that to your head. We're at fucking war. The SOPB was intended to offer sex offenders vendor management to keep the community safe, but it's strayed far from its intent. Instead, focus on how to advocate for sex offenders. Like the son of a bitch at the top of the front page, I'm from the trenches. You know that fucker, Hunter Biden, sitting there with them little fucking six-year-old fucking little girls doing coke and fucking, well, committing pedophilia. Fighting for, it has a line to it, sex offenders, people who have committed sex offenses. The SOPB legislation is spearheaded by State Representative Tara Simmons, a Democrat. Oh, if we just get rid of the Democrats, all the fucking corruption would be gone. My fucking ballsack, and you know it. You know that the goddamn pervs are fucking... fuck this goddamn party fucking bullshit. You better step up as the individual you're supposed to be and shut these motherfuckers down, or your fucking grandchildren are doomed. Who served time for their 3 felony convictions for possession of controlled substance and retail theft in 2011. She pushed to have a sex offender serve alongside sex offense victims and their advocates on the board. I mean, you talk about upside down and backwards and bizarro fucking world. Here we are, people. I think that we all do better when we have a diverse legislature. You're not nothing. You are no nothing but fucking corporate fucking whores. You have no jurisdictional authority over any individual free sovereign national in this fucking country. And we have the right to put your fucking asses up against the wall for shit like this. We're going to do it. Hey, people, we're going to have to fucking put our own. I've been thinking about it. And, you know, it says that the Congress shall fucking make the courts. But we don't have a fucking Congress. There's never been a fucking Congress. We'll make our own. We're going to have to put together our own fucking common law courts. Start holding trials. If they got to be in absentia, then fine and dandy. We got fucking prima facie evidence. Then a fucking goddamn death warrant needs to be issued to the son of a bitch that did it. From here, and while some people may have a stigma for people who have committed sex offenses, stigma ain't the fucking word. I think they have invaluable information to share that can really guide this board. How sick do you want it, people? How far do you are they going to go? They're going to go as far as you fucking let them, because you keep fucking letting them. I mean, pushing into shit like this, I don't even want to do that anymore. Biden thinks it's just a matter of time before U.S. troops are killed in Iraq or Syria. And I thought this was antiwar.com. This is Dave DeCamp. President Biden and his top advisors worry that it's just a matter of time before an American soldier is killed in Iraq. Well, you better get them the fuck out of there, because they have no fucking lawful right to be there. You got that, you son of a bitch? Or Syria, amid a fury of rocket attacks launched by Syria militias on U.S. bases that started in response to U.S. support for Israeli slaughter in Gaza. I'll go on a little more. U.S. officials suggested that if an American is killed, President Biden would attack Iran directly, which could, he said, Iraq or fucking Syria. Well, we'll just attack Iran. I mean, it's like the phony fucking 9/11, the 9/11 fucking false flag fucking operation. When we had, they claim 15 Saudis and 3 fucking Jordanians. So we attacked fucking Iraq. Oh, okay. I see how this fucking works. This is what it's what you bitches are being told to do by your fucking masters, the fucking kike Jew motherfucking Zionist bastards, huh? That are committing genocide on the fucking Palestinian people using our fucking goddamn wealth and our fucking goddamn strength, people. We are guilty. They are guilty. U.S. American is killed. President Biden would attack Iran directly, which could provoke a major war. Iran is allied with Shia militias that have been taking credit for attacks on U.S. troops, but Tehran has denied its involvement in the operations. In October, the Pentagon said it had no direct evidence. Listen to this now. In October, the Pentagon said it had no direct evidence Iran was ordering attacks on U.S. troops. And a U.S. official told CNN that how willing the Shia militias were to act independently was always a persistent intelligence gap. Regardless, the U.S. is still blaming Iran for the attacks with no fucking evidence. I mean, this is an excuse. You son of a bitches have no authority to attack nobody in the name of we the people. We are negligent in our fucking duty to fucking take care of these cocksuckers. We are fucking complicit in the fucking genocide going on in the goddamn Gaza Strip. Because we will not fucking use the power we have. We will not use the strength we have. We don't have no goddamn guts or balls or we'd shut this shit down. Reports said U.S. officials have been debating how to respond to the attacks and don't want to go so far that the conflict would escalate into full-fledged war, particularly by striking Iran directly. Yeah, the Persians will fight your ass. However, if an American is killed, we got them over there where they don't belong. No declaration of war from any Congress, not that it would matter because the Congress never had the power anyway, because the Constitution that created it was a fucking fraud. And then we, the people, never fucking ratified it. We never gave it any fucking authority, period. The U.S. officials say they may have no choice but to attack Iran. That is a red line that has not been crossed. But if the Iranian-backed militias ever have a day of better aim or better luck, it easily could be, the report reads. And it's unclear from the report if the United States would bomb Iranian territory directly or target the Iranian military in Iraq or Syria. Israel recently, let's sit down and figure who we're going to fire rockets at. That there's no declared fucking war. And there couldn't be a declared war because the goddamn corporations do not run this fucking country. The people do. We have the jurisdictional authority. Only we can declare a fucking war with anybody. We got a war with somebody. The motherfucking international corporate mafia that thinks they're going to usurp our fucking authority and our law. We're going to enforce that fucking law, and you fuckers are going to hang or go up against the wall. Revolutionary Guard Corps, by targeting them, will... with airstrikes in Damascus, risking a response from Tehran. So far, there have been over 140 attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria since mid-October, and around 70 have been injured. The U.S. has launched several airstrikes in response. I mean, what the fuck are we doing over there? By what fucking authority? This is corporate fucking mafia. This is the United Nations corporate fucking mafia. And you're not U.S. soldiers if you're over there. You're fucking corporate motherfucking stooges. You're corporate fucking henchmen. You're the lowest form of life to ever fucking exist. You are fighting against our goddamn authority and our goddamn freedom and liberty. In response, prompting calls from the Iraqi government for the U.S. and other foreign forces to withdraw. Get the fuck out of their country. And they'll quit shooting at you. If somebody comes to this country, they will get shot at here too. Motherfuckers and everybody, how dare you shoot us for invading your fucking country? I mean, this is the goddamn attitude they got. It's like selling our goddamn public lands. They can't do it. They do not have the authority. It is an act of fucking treason against we the people, and we have the right to put the fuckers down from the country. But President Biden is choosing to stay, putting the troops in harm's way and risking a major war. Well, of course he is. Because he's just a brilliant fucking strategist, man. I'm here to tell you. Let's see. Ukrainians, spy chief, not even conceivable that we can win without massive mobilization. And where are you going to get these people? You're going to try, you start trying to fucking press our fucking young men into fucking service and see what happens to your ass. They will go into service for their fucking people and for their country and blow your goddamn heads off. It's by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. The storage of manpower is palatable. Ukraine's military top spy chief, Lieutenant General Kai Yola Badnanov. See, I shouldn't have to be reading these fucking names because it's just none of our fucking business. Told Financial Times, this is what it's all about. Everything comes down to fucking that fucking mammon, doesn't it? Mammon is fucking running the goddamn world, and we're sitting there letting it happen, and we don't have to. But goddamn, there's some greedy motherfuckers in this country, too. That's how I got mine. I mean, like I said, it used to be your reputation was everything. You'd fucking fight for it. You'd kill for it. Now it's just, I screwed that guy. God, well, I want to be more like you because you screw people and you get more. in a new interview describing the most pressing situation facing the country after nearly 2 years of war. What? 2 years of war? Is that what that was? I thought it was a big fucking scam. He warned that it is not even conceivable to think that we can do without mobilization, which reflects the consensus of the military leadership and strongly points to staggering losses by the Ukrainian side, though an official running casualty count has never been revealed. Russia has also likely suffered immense losses, but can tap into much greater manpower and artillery, which is also allegedly being supplied from such nefarious actors as North Korea. Yeah, Russia's got fucking bigger, badder. I mean, they got the baddest navy on the fucking planet. I mean, they try to play it down because they're wanting us to be suckers. They want to take our goddamn military supplies down to nothing and let the chinks fucking attack us. Well, chinks, you can't get what's in my fucking house without coming to do it. And when you do, you will fucking die. As part of its report, FT has reviewed that Zelensky recently revealed that his army chiefs requested him to mobilize about 400 to 500,000 new soldiers to replace those killed or wounded and to rest those involved in the most intense fighting. Ukrainian troops never managed to decisively breach Russia's heavily fortified defenses. The front line remains almost the same as it looked a year ago. But Budanova Mountains, he maintains he was not wrong. And that's enough of this shit, because you know what? Fuck Ukraine. I'll tell you what did happen in the last year. A lot of people can't afford fucking groceries anymore. And for a lot of people are out on the fucking street, American nationals, while they're fucking goddamn the hotels and everything that could keep a fucking person warm is being given over to fucking foreign nationals. And we're letting it happen, people. That's all I can fucking say. I'm sitting here fucking dumbfounded. We are allowing the shit to happen. U.S. Navy identifies SEALs missing, presumed dead during mission off the coast of Somalia. You know how you could have prevented that? What the fuck are you doing over in Somalia? Somewhere else where it ain't your goddamn business. What about our own fucking border is fucking being overrun and they're off by fucking Africa? Really? Supreme Court issues critical ruling on border security. This is by Chris Powell, Trending Politics News. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court sided with Biden administration in contentious case, involving the removal of razor wire along Texas border with Mexico. The ruling, which passed with a narrow 5-4 majority, marked a critical juncture in the ongoing conflict over the immigration policies and border. What immigration policies? It's an open fucking border. You try to close it, they come in. The people who are supposed to be serving you, who are not, because they're a corporation and they consider you to be their fucking property, when you have the goddamn right to fucking execute them on the spot for what they have done in violation of our fucking law. They are fucking enemy combatants at this point. We are at fucking war. A little more of that one. The razor wire was installed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott as part of a broader initiative to curb illegal immigration. It spanned approximately 30 miles near Eagle Pass. The Texas National Guard had installed Constantina wire, a type of barbed wire with sharp blades, as a response to the historic influx of migrants during Biden's tenure. Fuck me. And I told you what was going to happen. I already told you. I'll tell you no. Then they went down there with the fucking, you paid for the fucking forklift to go down there and lift it up and let them in. That's your border patrol. That's your guards on your fucking border, people. While your fucking army's over there by losing goddamn Navy SEALs, Africa and Somalia, Ukraine, fucking Syria, fucking goddamn Iraq, everywhere but where they should be. If they were fucking United States fucking nationals and knew their goddamn duty, they would fucking be here fucking running these motherfucking illegal aliens back over the fucking border. It's an invasion. They are invading us. Now they're starting to get fucking uppity. There was one of the gals put it up. I can't remember which one. But there was this guy in fucking Britain, and he just, you know, like they have a piano out in the middle of this mall for anybody to come and play, and he's playing, and fucking here come these chinks walk up and start telling him, oh, you can't film us and like this, and fucking, I tell you what, I dropped that motherfucker like a bad habit. And everybody in that fucking mall should have came straight over there and said, get the fuck out of here. They were waving goddamn Chinese flags in his face and trying to tell him he couldn't fucking film them in public. And the guy was way too fucking cool about it, in my fucking opinion. Them son of a bitches should have been beat to a bloody pulp. And them fucking cops want to come and back their Chi-Con brothers. They go down. They die. You motherfuckers are nothing but corporate mercenaries. You don't have any goddamn jurisdiction in this country, and you fucking know it. It's just, you know what? The paint on your fucking car and your goddamn clothes don't matter to me, motherfucker. You violate my fucking rights, I'll fight you to the death right fucking now. Operation Lone Star, which included various measures like busing thousands of migrants to Democrat-led cities. That got rid of them, didn't it? How about busting them back over the fucking border and kicking their ass out? Didn't do that, did you? Or fucking taking them back over to the fucking border and saying, get going and start fucking firing a machine gun at them. Or trespassing charges. The Biden administration, however, argued that the wire impeded Border Patrol agents from effectively carrying out their duties, which is to fucking facilitate this fucking invasion, to help them, even if you have to drown, get that goddamn drug smuggler across the fucking river. You're going to drown because that's your fucking duty, buddy. This is the previous generations of invaders down there pretending that they're the ones protecting our border, which is bullshit, and we know it. Particularly in reaching migrants as they cross the Rio Grande. Got to get to them before you can give them their $5,500 check and their plane ticket, right? You motherfucking traitors. They're not even traitors because I guarantee you none of them's been here more than fucking a generation or two. So that these motherfuckers came illegally themselves. And now they're fucking down there fucking helping their brethren across because they think they're going to take this United States away from us. And we better fucking start standing up like goddamn men or they are going to take it from us. You'll be on your fucking knees kowtowing to a motherfucking gook, a Chinese overseer on your fucking land. The United States of these America belongs to the American nationals, period. You, everything you have sold has been a fucking goddamn fraud, and we're going to take it back. A fraud is no good. There's no statute of limitations. We want it back. We want it back now. We want the fucking everything you've done that has been unlawful, undone, and then we're going to hang your fucking ass. Constituted an obstruction of federal operation. Well, if your federal operation is to perpetrate a fucking goddamn invasion into this country, a recolonization with third world motherfuckers, I guess it would be an obstruction, wouldn't it? But what the fuck? What are you going to do about it, Texas? The Supreme Court decision, which did not include the explanation from the justices, reflected the complex interplay of federal and state powers. The majority consisted of two conservative justices, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Barrett, alongside the court's three liberal justices. The dissenting voices were Justice Thomas Alito, Gorsuch, and Kanava. The bottom line is you guys don't have any goddamn say over this shit. You're all a bunch of fucking goddamn criminals. Your fucking corporation does not run this fucking country. You're trying to usurp the authority of the American nationals, and we got the right to kill you for it. We have the right to destroy your fucking ass. We have the right to put you up against the fucking wall, you treasonous bastards. Well, somebody bought fucking 200,000 acres of our fucking timberland 10 fucking years ago. Oops, it just got out today. Well, then you better go find out who did it. You better rescind that son of a bitch. And you better take that motherfucker and you better put him up against the wall because we're going to have to do it if you ain't. We're going to take a break, guys. I'm kind of needing a drink of water here. We'll be right back.
Somewhere out
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:48 Pacific Time, and that was Megadeth with This Planet's on Fire, and it sure as fucking is. But it's so stupid because it don't have to be. That's what fucking is killing me. It doesn't fucking have to be. We don't have to let this happen. We just have to have a little fucking courage, just a little fucking bit. The largest fucking army on planet Earth to ever exist 10 times over, and we're sitting here like a bunch of fucking pussies, letting these motherfuckers run roughshod over us, letting little fucking gooks get up in people's fucking faces. Try it with me, you motherfucker. I'll go out the fucking hard way, but I'll go out with taking some motherfuckers with me. Yeah, well, hell with you. Fuck. War on Gaza. See, I'm going to start with who in the hell is this? A Middle East eye. War on Gaza? I thought it was fucking genocide is what I was looking at. There's a war? I don't think it's a war when fucking a handful kill fucking 24 fucking thousand and none of them are hurt. I think that's fucking genocide. Pro-Palestinian protesters block Israeli ship from port in Melbourne. And this is fucking that's goddamn in Australia. Nadia Osman, Middle East Eye. Around 4,000 pro-Palestinian protesters in Australia's Melbourne rallied on Saturday and Sunday for the 15th week in a row, calling for the ceasefire in Gaza and blocking a major freight terminal. Let's see what else they got to say. The protest came amid an ongoing blockade of an Israeli ship at the city dock. The blockade of the port of Melbourne has been going on over 2 days, starting on Friday, and has prevented an Israeli-owned ship from being unloaded. It resulted in four cargo ships being stranded along the 30,000 containers. Good. Mohammed Himli, one of the protest organizers, told Middle East Eye that the protest and blockade has been effective so far and is intended to pressure the government to take action on the atrocities unfolding in Gaza. No, the genocide, call it what it fucking is, in Gaza as a result of Israeli aggression. No shit. The action has completely blocked the port at the moment to send a strong message to the government that Melbournians are not happy with Zim ships being loaded from the Melbourne port, he said. Currently, the port is completely blocked from loading and unloading ships, and this was possible because of workers' union support. It is intended to pressure the government to take action and stop the genocide in Gaza. Well, that's Easter calling it fucking genocide. Himli said the police presence has been varied, but on Saturday, riot squad police used pepper spray to try to disperse protesters, but were unsuccessful. The action has completely blocked the port to send a strong message to the government that Melbournes are not happy with Zim ships being loaded from the port. Mohammed Himli, protester. Protests are largely peaceful, he said. In the absence of police aggression, protesters are relaxed. Some are playing music, chanting. Others are reading, playing board games, or praying. That's going to stop this. That's going to stop this fucking shit. Protest. Just go fuck. You know what? They'll get fed up with your fucking ass. You watch what happens here. They'll get fed up with these motherfuckers. They'll go down there and they'll bitch stomp them. They'll fucking go down there with fucking riot squads and they will fucking rip those fucking Australians a new asshole and they'll get off them goddamn ports and quit fucking with the goddamn Jewish overlords, won't they? NATO holds drill with 90,000 troops as top military commander warns of multi-decade war with Russia. yeah, I'm sure. I mean, if last case, worst case scenario, Gauze and Grandma knits worn out wool to warm up grandchildren. Yeah, I believe you. Chavez Deremer sounds alarm on Chinese ownership of Oregon forest lands. And this is another story like the first one we started with, and might as well end in the same fucking way. I'm sitting here, I'm not feeling that good. I'm soaking wet with fucking sweat. I do not feel good, but hey, I ain't fucking backing down. I don't care how fucking bad I feel. Washington, D.C. Representative Lori Chavez Deremer, Oregon-05, is raising concerns after the Bloomberg reported uncovered that second largest foreign owner of United States land, over 198,000 acres of forest land. That's our goddamn fucking public forest lands, people. These son of a bitches have taken without fucking goddamn due process of the law that we are goddamn guaranteed. That makes it war. When they take by fucking force, we take it back by fucking force. And we fucking hang them and kill them and shoot them. We get rid of the motherfuckers. They're dead. The individual who is a member of the Chinese Communist Party owns around, remember this, just right there, Chinese Communist Party owns around 33,000 acres of the Bull Springs Skyline Forest just west of Bend in the 5th District. And this all just happened. Just nobody noticed, you know. You notice when they start putting gates up, you got to rip those motherfuckers down because they can't block your way into your goddamn public lands. You better be ready to do some fucking fighting. Foreign ownership of United States land by our adversaries. No, by any fucking body. No foreigners get owned shit in this land. Fucking the Mexicans are, do you think you can go up to Mexico as an American and own any goddamn thing? You got to become a fucking Mexican before you can own fucking land there. And this is a Chinese goddamn fucking official. This is a Chinese fucking government. This is a communist fucking government. Communist China in fucking Oregon. You try it with me, you motherfuckers. Foreign ownership of United States land by our adversaries is a serious problem that has rightfully sparked unease among farmers, ranchers, and other foresters across the county. I bet you it has. You're the motherfuckers that did the sell. Hey, you didn't know it was getting sold, foresters? You didn't know it was getting sold? How in the hell did they do that? That's kind of fucking strange, ain't it? I want to know who did this, and I want to see him put up against the fucking wall and shot. And the fucking cell rescinded and the land fucking repatriated to the fucking American nationals that fucking own it. I'm deeply concerned that a member of the Chinese Communist Party, fuck, owns tens of thousands of forest land. Are you concerned, motherfucker? Forest land acres, one of our most precious and finite resources in my district. Chavez, Dean Reamer, a fucking, no doubt, a fucking, he's been here fucking 2 fucking years. And he's got a fucking high position in the fucking government getting paid by the people out there fucking busting their fucking asses just trying to keep a roof over their head and food in their fucking mouth. I'm proud to be an original co-sponsor of the Stop CCP Land Act and the Protecting American Agriculture Land from Foreign Harm Act, two proposals that seek to prevent adversaries of the United States from purchasing our valuable land. Are you going to rescind that fucking deal? I'm going to find out, you motherfuckers. You are going to rescind that fucking deal, or we're going to have to fucking rescind it for you, motherfucker. With conflict, and I want to know the name of the motherfuckers that did this without giving me due process of law that took my fucking goddamn property, and it is mine. I'm an American national. It all fucking belongs to me. It belongs to every American national and only to American nationals, which conflict and uncertainty on the rise around the world, including increasingly aggressive rhetoric and actions from China. We cannot hesitate to stand up to bad actors. Fuck you. You're going to pass something fucking 10 years after you already did the fucking goddamn deed. You're going to pass something saying, oh, in the future. And who says it's going to fucking pass anyway? And who gives a shit? There's no fucking vote in this country. This is the international corporate mafia stealing from the individual free sovereign nationals of this fucking country. And us just sitting there and taking it in the fucking ass. Plain and simple. I'll be taking further action in the coming weeks to ensure our land and national security are protected. I bet you will. You'll be taking fucking money and putting it in your fucking pocket. Or else they're going to whip out the fucking photo of you fucking the poodle. That's what's going to happen. According to the 2021 report, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, China owns approximately 384,000 acres of agriculture land in the United States. So there's to feed their fucking troops when they invade. You see, they're not even going to have a supply line. It's going to be right here. They're just going to come buy the goddamn place from people who can't sell it. It's a goddamn fraud. They do not have the authority to sell our fucking public lands. Only the people can't even do it. I can't do it. You can't fucking do it. They goddamn sure. If we can't do it, we can't delegate any power to anybody to do it, can we? You would think that would be the fucking logical fucking answer, huh? A number that jumped by 30% from 2019 to 2020 with 198,000 acres of forest land owned by a member of the Communist Party. Oregon is home to nearly half of all U.S. land owned by China. Really? That's something to fucking find out all the 10 years after you fucking did this fucking crime. There is no statute of limitations on fraud. And you motherfucker, that is goddamn, that's espionage against we the people. That is goddamn fucking treason against we the people. Sedition against we the people. You hang. Chavez DeRemer is an original co-sponsor of the bipartisan Protecting American Agriculture Land from Foreign Harm Act. We don't need it, motherfuckers. You don't have the authority to sell it. What you have done, all we got to do is put some of you motherfuckers up against the wall, nationalize everything you have fucking sold and tell the people, you know, I'm sorry, they can, here's the fucking paperwork. They can't do it. You bought a pig in the poke. You knew it was fucking a fraud when you fucking entered into it. You lose your fucking money too, motherfucker. And I'd like to know where this fucking cash is being funneled to, wouldn't you? I mean, that's a lot of goddamn land, and that's a lot of fucking growing land and forest. Where's the fucking goddamn profits being? What corporation? I mean, who's getting the fucking goddamn cash for fucking selling what doesn't belong to them, which can only be taken from an American national through the due process outlined in the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 5th, 1791. Who's getting it? Would prohibit the purchase of or lease of U.S. agriculture land by individuals associated with governments of China and other foreign adversaries. No fucking buddy. You don't have the goddamn authority to lease our land or sell our land to any fucking body but an American national. That's how we stay America. You sell your fucking country to other fucking countries. I mean, that goddamn 198,000 acres in that forest, that's China now, people. You understand that? You have Chinese, what are you going to run? Let me run into a Chinese cop out in the fucking woods. I'll bury that motherfucker where I encounter him. She's also an original co-sponsor of the Stop CCP Act, Land Act, which incentivizes states to prohibit countries such as China and Russia from purchasing American agriculture land. I mean, you got to say this. I mean, I'll tell you what, your corporate motherfucking policy, you can shove up your fucking ass. It's not going to fucking save none of you. When we enforce the fucking law, it's going to be law that's going to be enforced. It's going to be law that puts that rope around your neck. It's going to be law that puts you up against the fucking wall. And when your goddamn fucking enemy fucking combatants come at us, it's going to be law that blows their fucking heads off, cuts their fucking heads off, destroys the motherfuckers. At any rate, guys, I have had about all I can handle for today. And I will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But, I mean, just sit there and try to figure out, 10 years? Really? And we just found out last week. The Forest Service just found out last week. Really? You're going to buy that, people? Are you going to buy any of that fucking shit? Are you going to start standing up like goddamn men and fucking taking back this fucking country? It's been taken from you like you're a fucking little kid taking a candy from a baby. Bunch of pussies. That's the word from the trenches.